The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7, I am your host, Alex Parnuk. Regardless of how you're listening, we're glad to have you joining us. When you have a few minutes, take time to browse around our media website, theflypod.com. We have a nationwide network of show hosts, and we podcast a wide variety of programs daily to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. When it comes to media, we are what's next. In this America Speaks Out, I call this segment, I Am Afraid for America. It seems that ever since the Donald got elected to the highest office in our country, almost everyone, except for that segment of the population that elected him, has been having kittens. Now, having kittens is defined by the Cambridge Dictionary as to be worried, to be upset, or angry about something. And that something is the election of Donald Trump. From the millennials to the media, the artsy-fartsy crowd, the Democrats, and even some Republicans in the Congress, they all seem to be up in arms. This also includes all those protesters who seem to pop up whenever there seems to be some issue, executive memo, or posting from the POTUS, or would I just say the Donald. But you know what? All this gnashing of teeth and protesting in the streets doesn't bother me as much as the state of our union. Specifically with regard to the knowledge base of our populace. By that I mean those that will be voting in the near future. My generation, the baby boomers, those that fought in the greatest war, those even older remembering the Great Depression, are dying off. While the younger generation is coming to its heyday. Where do you think they get their information? They get it from the left-leaning media and their social media that tells them all kinds of things. Telling us such things as the current leadership and its followers are xenophobic, misogynistic, racist, sexist, etc., all the way to hearing the F-bomb in this election. And no one seems to be discussing this potential problem facing us in the near future. What will our country look and act like in the future? Will we be so ill-informed and undereducated that we will have to have machines do it all for us? Will we be so enamored of assistance that everyone will be expecting the government to take care of them, so to speak, from the cradle to the grave? Will American initiative and excellence be gone? At one time, I thought it would be the millennials that would be our saviors. I believe these millennials were smarter, brighter, and more aware of what was going on around them because of the machine called the computer. That computer, as I finally refer to it, for example, the CPU, the laptop, the notebook, the smartphone, or whatever new thing comes along which would enable them to be on top of everything. These millennials are smarter, more up to date on the current events, and they would be the ones ready to pick up their placards and join the protest, whatever be the cause. But that is not the case. Their voting record is atrocious, biased towards liberalism, and oftentimes, although registered to vote, they don't. And then they complain about the results. At one time in my America, things like initiative, imagination, hard work, responsibility, ethics, stick-to-itiveness was valued. But this does not seem to be the case today. The young want what we, the older generation, work so hard for, but they want it right now. They don't want to pay for their schooling. They want their health care for free. They think that liberal government is the answer to all their problems. They would open up our borders to all who would come in. If you look at the demographics from the 2016 election, you see that there is a significant distribution of voters favoring one party over another. And that party is the Democratic Party, which in just 8 years, from a monetary and fiscal point of view, has doubled the debt, which in reality pays for all these freebies. First, we use the term millennial as put forth by Neil Howe and William Strauss, authors of the 1991 book Generations, the History of America's Future. They define millennials as those born between 1982 and 2004. We find that this group consists of individuals ranging in age from 13 to 35 years of age. Now we know 13-year-olds can't vote, but guess what? They will be in the election of 2022. So what did the demographics show? Well, in the age group of 18 to 24, Democrats garnered 56% of the vote as compared to 34% for the Republican candidate, with 10% being other or no answer. Looking further at the 25 to 29-year-olds, the Democrats got 54% to 38%, with 8% other or no answer. And looking even farther at the 30 to 39 vote, that was 51% for the Democrats to 39% for the Republicans, and 5% answering other or no answer. So what does this say as to the future? Simply put, it will be that the youngsters that are primarily voting Democratic and will be in control for the foreseeable future will be voting Democratic or from a liberal point of view. So you ask, where is all this taking us with regard to the opening of this podcast and my fear for the future of America? There is still one important variable that needs to be taken under consideration, and that, my friends, is education. Unless you've been living in a cave or are of the inclination that all is okay with our educational system, then you see no problems. If, however, you've been awake and you have children, that you know that this dumbing down of America has now been taking place for quite a few years. Recently, one of the most ferocious fights in the American Senate came about over the nomination for the director of the Department of Education. One of the primary sticking points for the Democratic senators was the fact this nominee had never been a teacher. Additionally, this nominee was not a fan of Common Core and was definitely a proponent of charter schools and choice for parents. It's ironic that the same elected officials that voted not to put forward the nominee are the same ones that get their children into private schools, not the school system that most Americans, 84%, attend. So why is this so important of an issue? Put simply, you control the children, their minds, and in the future, you control the nation. Between the millennials coming of age and their young ones indoctrinated within the confines of the Common Core school system, you control it all. Just think of the system, Common Core. Just those very words tell to us that the whole direction of the methodology is a commonality of knowledge. Sort of reminds me to the old communist Russia or the book, 1984. At present, this Common Core is a set of academic standards in mathematics and English language arts and literacy. These learning goals outline what a student should know and be able to do at the end of each grade. The standards were created to ensure that all students graduate from high school with the skills and knowledge necessary to succeed in college, career, and life, regardless of where they live. Take special note of that last segment of the definition. Regardless of where they live. The very organization of separate systems envisioned by our founders is now being thrown out the door with a uniform, regardless of where you live, education system. That means everyone will be the same. There will be no room for variance. Oh yes, except for the elite ruling class, which will still have the resources and power to send their children to special schools just as they do today. So let's bring to a close my fear for America. As the older population ages and dies, the young millennials come to the power and their children educated under the Common Core. And guess what you have? You have the making of a uniform utopian society that thinks and acts the same. That marvelous aspect of the American dream, if not renewed, will die in an autocratic system run by the government, taking care of all your needs, your wants, and desires, comes to fruition. Then, listeners, we then don't have that marvelous American our founding fathers envisioned anymore. It will be done. Well, that's the show for today. I would like to point out that any American citizen is welcome to come on a future episode of America Speaks Out and express their own opinions and ideas about today's topics. The FlyPod Network is a neutral forum, so regardless of your point of view or your political affiliation, it makes no difference to us. So if you'd like to come on the show, contact us by email right here in the studio, shout@theflypod.com. Well, that's my show for today from Studio 7. I'm your host, Alex Parnuk, coming to you free and clear through the New Media Network program feeds of www.theflypod.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.